two friends of Jesus were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a small town about 10 miles away. As they walked together, they remembered all the things that had happened in Jerusalem. They had been in the crowd shouting, "Hosanna!" when Jesus had arrived in Jerusalem. They had watched in horror as Jesus was arrested. They had cried when Jesus was killed on the cross. The two friends were puzzled. They knew Jesus' body had been put in a tomb. Now the tomb was empty. Some women said that they had gone to the tomb and seen an angel. And the angel told them Jesus was alive. What could it mean? As they were walking along the road, a stranger came and began walking with them. "What have you been talking about as you walk along?" he asked. The two friends looked at the man in astonishment. "Are you the only person in Jerusalem who does not know what happened? Surely you've heard about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet sent by God. He was arrested and put to death on a cross. That was 3 days ago. Today, some women friends went to his tomb and couldn't find his body. They said they met angels who told them Jesus is alive." "I see you don't understand what has happened," the stranger said. "Let me explain it to you." The stranger began to tell the two friends many stories about God. He started at the beginning and told them all the stories that pointed to Jesus. He was a wonderful storyteller. The two friends began to feel much better. Their hearts were filled with joy and hope as they listened. The three of them arrived at Emmaus just as it was getting dark. The stranger kept walking, but the two friends said, "Please stay with us." They invited the man to eat with them. When they sat at the table, the stranger took the bread, said a prayer, and broke the bread just as Jesus used to do. Suddenly, the friends realized it was Jesus. He was alive, and they reached out to touch him, but Jesus was gone. The two friends were so excited, they had to tell everyone. They didn't care that it was almost dark. They didn't care that they had walked for hours. They jumped up and ran all the way back to Jerusalem to find the other disciples. "Jesus is alive," they shouted. "We saw him on the road. He spoke to us. We recognize him when he broke the bread."